Okay,
you hear
next.
You know which note it is.
Let's get back now to the Gemara. So we've been dealing with Masachas Bava Kama, Daf Chafav Amin Beis, in which we introduced the concept of Melachas Machshavas and Masasek, and that's sort of taken us on a trip throughout Shas. We've seen the Sugi discussed in Krisos, we've seen the Sugi discussed in Sanhedrin, we've seen the Sugi discussed over here in Masachas Bava Kama and in Shabbos. And yesterday we left off with a question. We tried to explain Rashi, right? We tried to explain Rashi's Shita in general as being based on Kavana. And what we said was that for Rashi, it seems that the reason why Misasek is a Patur is because there's a Chisaron in Kavana. What does that mean? From going back just for a moment to the Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin said that the reason why Misasek is a Patur is because when one does something Betoras Misasek, he's quote, Lonis Kavin Klal. That's the hallmark of a Misasek. He has no intent whatsoever on any level for the Malacha, for the act that he's done. That's Misasek. Lonis Kavin Klal. He has no intention whatsoever for that activity. And we said that really breaks down into two components for Rashi. You have to have no intent for the Isser, meaning you have to be Misasek Beheter. What, right, Danny? Daniel, you pointed out earlier today, the Misasek Behetera?
Yeah.
All right, so it has to be, according to Rashi, that you have no intent for Isser. That's one level of removal from the act in question. And secondly, there's two items, two gufin. You have intent for this guf, not for that guf. That's another level of removal. I'm wholly removed from this activity. Therefore, when it comes about, I have no kavanah whatsoever. You can't say that I'm responsible. Just give me one moment. Just want to go through the steps. So we explained all the cases that appeared in Rashi with this approach. And basically the two cases that we saw yesterday were the cases of the Chalav and Arayas, both of which Rashi identified as being Misasek. The one case was where I have two pieces of meat, substances in front of me. One is chalev and one is shuman. One is permitted and one is prohibited. I know which is which. I want to take the permissible one. So that's already one level where I have kavana for hetter, no kavana for eser. I'm removed from the prohibited act on one level. Second is, I want to that object. I'm removed from the eser on a second level. Since I have the two dual level removal, misasek. Even when I accidentally take the wrong one and eat it, misasek. Now it happens to be that because it's chalavim, I'm chayev, but it is misasek. The second case that Rashi brought was a case where I have two pieces of chalev. I thought one was shuman, right? So again, my kavana was for heter. I wanted the one that I thought was shuman. And instead, I wound up with the one that I knew was chalev. So as far as I'm concerned, as far as my action is concerned, I'm again removed from this act on two levels. I was Nasasik Beheter, even though in reality, had I eaten that piece, it would have been Isser also. And I got the wrong guf. So I didn't intend for this piece, and I intended for Heter. I'm removed on two levels. Again, that fits in with Rashi's idea of Lonis Kavin Klal, that's Nasasik. We left off with the question, however, how are we to explain the concept of Nasasik by Chalav Min Arayos as being chayev? He didn't have any kavana. So to that end, we saw Rashi and Sanhedrin who said that since there was hana, what is it? Chashev like a kavana?
Right.
What's the lashon?
Someone
have?
Yeah.
What was the exact lashon? Just bear with me 1 second. Anyone know? Anyone remember? Sanhedrin, it was Samach Beis. Beg your pardon? No, I think that was Amach Beis. Samach Beis. Amud Beis, Rashi says, Shechei Nene, Hilkach Choshev B'Kavana. Therefore, since he was Nene, therefore it's Nechshav. It's treated as though he did it B'Kavana. It's considered, it's deemed as though he did it B'Kavana. So we say, what does that mean? Either he had Kavana or he didn't have Kavana. What do you mean? This guy doesn't want to do Isser, doesn't want this thing. He wants Heter. He wants to do the right thing. He wants this piece. He makes a mistake. He winds up doing Isser, and he winds up doing Isser on a second guf. Otherwise satisfies all the requirements of Misasek. just because now he got some experiential enjoyment from the item in question, now you're going to tell me it's as though he had kavana? What does that mean? So that's why I asked you to take a look at this Kovetz Shiurim. This Kovetz Shiurim, I would say, is the classic approach in the Achronim to explain this concept. And the idea is also shared by other Achronim. The Rav Yosef Engel, in his Asun Daraisa and Simon Chaf Dalet, also has a similar approach. Others question this. I'd like to go through it quickly together and then ask you if what we said for Rashi fits in with what the Kovetz Shiurim says about this issue. And then if it doesn't, see if we could come up with our own explanation, how Rashi would understand this idea. Right, so I see there are a lot of questions. Were you able to find the Kovetz Shiurim, by the way?
Yeah, I'm Hebrew books.
Awesome. Okay, we'll go around the room. Questions? Kovetz Shiurim was written by Rav Elchanan Wasserman.
So relatively recently.
Relatively recently, yeah, he died in the war. Famous, I mentioned, I think, the last time we quoted the Kovetz Shiurim this year. He was here during the war, and they warned him not to go back.
Oh, he went back.
And he went back, and he was killed.
What about the Kovetz Mefarshim? That's different, right?
Kovetz
That's
just Mefarshim a compilation. Just a compilation, yeah. Someone edited, or didn't really edit, just basically copied the different passages of the pertinent commentaries on every Masechta, or on many Masechtas, and put them together in a usable way for people learning that Masechta.
User-friendly interface.
User-friendly interface. Okay, so we have someone who's volunteering to read this piece in the Kovetz Shiurim. I don't know what happened to all my copies there. Okay. Are there any additional ones left on the table?
Is there one in that book?
Here, you use this. I'll look on the
way. Okay. I have the safe for next week. So. Yeah. I don't know what happened to it. Okay. Well, oops. No one got hurt. Oh, I stuck it to the Gemara.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one. Okay. It's not extra. It's yours.
No, that's
yeah, two? Okay.
Not. Right from Bob?
Where's he been?
From Bob. From Vav. Let's see what Rav Elchanan has to say, and let's see if it fits in with our understanding of Rashi. Yes?
Was he the one who wrote the Sefer about...
There was actually a Talmud that was printed in by the United States Army. And
Talmud?
A Talmud. It was an edition of the Talmud.
Oh.
An edition of the Shas that was printed by the Army.
What?
Because you had...
Taxpayers' money printing...
If you look in the Shaarblad, it actually says that... because there were so many displaced Jews after the war and they didn't have Svarim. I forget who it was that helped bring that about, but it was commissioned by the United States Army.
That's pretty awesome.
You could look at, you could look into it. Check it out. Okay?
I want to get myself a set.
Now, let's go. Kovetz Shiurim, Simon Chaf Gimel, Sif Vav. General issue.
General issue.
Go ahead.
G.I.
Good. So Rav Elchanan says right away, there are two different types of mitzvos. In general, you could categorize mitzvos as being in one of two camps. A, or Aleph. Mitzvos.
Shasiyas. Al yedei ha'adam hi guf ha-mitzvah. Kegon, shofar, lulav, v'chulei. Beis, she'ikar ha-mitzvah hi totzois ha-vaiseh. Kegon, pidyon shavuyim.
So one second, let's take it slow. What does that mean?
Okay, it means the result of the action.
So the first category is simple. The mitzvah comes about through the maisa. When do you perform the mitzvah of achilas matzah? When you eat the requisite shear. When do you perform the mitzvah of taking the lulav? When you pick it up. When you perform the mitzvah of blowing shofar? When you blow shofar. That's it. It's through the maisa. No, you don't need to do the nanuim to be yotzei the mitzvah. That's something that we do. It's a kiyum, but you would be yotzei the mitzvah if you had kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah as soon as you pick it up. That's right. That's always the case. A bracha on a mitzvah is never ma'akev the mitzvah. That's why we go through the whole routine of trying to pick up the dalad minim and have them in hand without the mitzvah taking place.
Down, so
I think we discussed that last year.
That's
right?
Why, that's why the pitum's down. So it's like
that's why practically people turn the pitum down, or they have in mind not to be yotzei the mitzvah.
Or like lighting the Shabbos candles.
Right. Or that's why many women will light the candles and then cover their eyes before they make the bracha to not get hanah from the candles, so that the bracha will be over lasiyasa. But a bracha is never ma'akev a mitzvah. In some cases, you lose out. You just can't make the bracha. Let's say a guy has intent to do the mitzvah, he picks up the dalad minim and realizes they're all derech for the lasan, then he says, oh, I didn't make the bracha. Too bad, so sad. You lost out on the bracha. You perform the mitzvah. You get a check in your mitzvah box and an X in your bracha box.
For eating mitzvot, though, like for matzah, are you... I remember reading some of that, if you're eating something, you forgot to make a bracha, depending on how much you ate, you can like spit it out, make the bracha, and then...
Well, that could be because you haven't done the mitzvah yet.
But that was for like just general eating, like to make.
So I'm saying because you haven't
bracha.
Done the mitzvah yet.
Right,
if you haven't
like
done the mitzvah, then
the
you can still
eating.
Make the bracha. I mean, there are times when you could still make the bracha. When the mitzvah is ongoing, you could still make the bracha. Or the mitzvah hasn't been performed yet, you could still make the bracha. Yeah, if you're chewing up your matzah and you haven't swallowed it yet, and you realize you make the bracha, I guess you could spit it out, make a bracha, and then eat it.
Then you've had the mitzvah.
Well, not if you had the shear. If you ate a shear, then
you're saying in the case of mitzvah. I was saying.
No, that's also true. When you're talking about Berkas Hanenin, no, if a person realizes that
he's eating breakfast and you're like full,
he should stop eating, make the bracha, and going forward.
Spit it out, or do you?
Is that right?
Okay.
Good point, Yonah.
Let's go weiter. The second category, he says, is where the Ikar Mitzvah is not in the Maisa, but what he calls a Totsa'a of the Maisa. What does that mean?
The result.
It's the result from the Maisa. What's an example?
Period.
We give several examples.
Pidyon Shvuyim. The redemption of captives. When I go in and I break into prison and I break out the captives, is that a Maisa mitzvah per se that I just did? Or is the mitzvah now in the fact that the captive has been freed? It's that the captive has been freed. You did a Maisa, but the Maisa, that's not a Maisa mitzvah per se. My kiyum, rather, doesn't come about because I opened up the jail cell door. That's not...
It's because there's like a grouping of actions taking place?
It's because there's a state that's been achieved.
Right.
It's before these people were in...
Incarcerated,
thank you. And now they've been freed. Now, because they've been freed, I perform the mitzvah.
Right.
Look at the other examples he gives as well. Let's take a look at the rest of them. Priyas Baal Chov. I owe you money. Now, did I do the mitzvah because I stuck a $100 bill back in your hand? No, I did the mitzvah because I owed you money. Now I don't owe you money. Now you've been made whole. That's the mitzvah. It's not the maisa which is the mitzvah. It's not the thought necessarily that counts. It's the state that you've brought about. You brought about a state.
Are these only for mitzvah to say? Or are there
being... No, and he's going to say the same thing about los asays.
No, we don't.
That's why we're doing this.
Not that we didn't get to this.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Priya Urevia.
Puruvu. Puruvu. Just because a person has relations doesn't mean he did a Maisa mitzvah necessarily. That's not the performance of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is performed when he has children. Puruvu is a function of having had the children. All right? And this distinction now. Go ahead.
Nafkamina l'kama devarim kagon l'mand omar mitzvah srichos kavona v'tokeya l'shir.
So if you hold that mitzvahs need kavana, and I have a fellow that's picking up a shofar, but he's doing it not for the purpose of the mitzvah, but for some other reason, likes the sound, but he's blowing properly. So if you hold that you need kavana, what are you going to have to do? You have to go back and blow again. Why? Because you need kavana. The mitzvah comes about through the maisa. When you did the maisa, you didn't have intent. Right?
That's very good.
Okay, go ahead.
Over Priyas Baal Chayiv mitzvah. In Korah, Shalom Chavona mitzvah.
So let's say I pay you back money, but I didn't pay you back with the right kavana. I didn't say, L'shem Yichud Kutshabrichu, Reini Muchan HaMazuman. I didn't have any of those things in mind when I was giving back the money. I just did it. I just gave back the money. So did I do the mitzvah?
Yeah,
why did I do the mitzvah? Because I don't need kavana for that kind of mitzvah.
So what if
even if I hold mitzvah srichas kavana, there's no maisa here. It's just in the state. You have your money back. How'd you get your money back? Because I gave it to you. That's all I care about.
What about for like releasing?
I owe you money. I pay.
So what's the word money here? What's...
Priyas Baal Chov, paying back one to whom you owe money. He holds a chov. He's owed a debt. Baal Chov.
If you're releasing captives. But that's like unintentional. Like
same thing.
Went in to go.
Same thing. It's not in the Maisa. These mitzvahs he's saying is in the state. Are in the state.
So if you didn't intend to change the state.
That's okay. You can't take away from me the fact that the state has been achieved. He wants to say Kavana is only going to be an issue where the mitzvah is a function of the Maisa. Then I could say either your Maisa was endowed with the right intent, wasn't endowed with the right intent, but if it's in the state, no one can undo the reality of the situation. The guy's freed, he's freed. All right? Keep going. To pay back, to be pareh, to pay back. Lafroa. Right, I don't have to pay you back again. Right, with children. Let's say I didn't have any special kavanas when I had relations. And now I have children. Are you going to say I didn't perform the mitzvah? No, because the mitzvah is having children. That's it. Go ahead. Good. Let's just jump ahead for a moment. He's going to have another example. In the interest of time, we're going to just jump down to V'chihai Gavna. V'chihai Gavna.
Where is this?
About 8 lines up from the bottom.
7. Not 2.
Not to say that 7 is not about 8, but... You see it, Zach? You got it?
Yeah.
The same could be said in the world of losases, in the world of isurin. Daniel, right? How so? So some cases the isur is going to be doing the very maisa in question. That's the isur.
Ein baze kapida.
Klal. Kegon.
Kegon b'meleches Shabbos u'chadoyme.
Stop. Meleches Shabbos v'chadoyme. What does that mean? It means that in the realm of Shabbos, the isurim that we speak of are maisa-based isurim. Not allowed to plant on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to reap on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to bake on Shabbos.
But what are the plants?
Well, that's part of planting, right? So anything that I do before Shabbos, which would bring about these results on Shabbos, even though now the same result is taking place, I'm not doing the mice on Shabbos. So I'm not doing anything wrong. Anything that I did automated, right? I set up a system by which my plants are going to be watered on Shabbos. Hey, you're watering your plants on Shabbos. What do you mean? I'm not doing a mice of Zoraya today. I'm not watering. Is that what?
It's like an automated sprinkler.
So I was mentioning before, Rav Moshe Feinstein was very much against the use of timers on Shabbos, except for lights. And he felt that to use it for things other than lights was actually usur. Almost all other poskim felt that you can't really say that. You can't say that.
What else are you using it for?
A thermostat is not a timer necessarily, but a timer that you specifically...
So is that the same thing as watering? I'm saying watering your grass isn't different, assuming it's on a timer, right?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
You don't even need it on a timer.
If you don't accept Rav Moshe's chumrah, then yes, then anything that you put on a timer would be permissible. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. Now the only question that you have now is what about Maris Ayin issues? But since the use of timers for the most part are so widespread, everyone knows that you could have things set on time is most likely you don't have problems with Maris Ayin. So, not mistaken, someplace in the Yalkut Yosef, Rabbi Avadia's son talks about using sprinklers on Shabbos, and he says you should hang up a sign that says these sprinklers are working on a timer. I don't know if you have to do that today because it's so common. I mean, that's the way they're used. If you have an in-ground sprinkler, no one's getting up every day and turning on the in-ground sprinkler. Right.
I think it's brilliant.
Okay. You all right? Okay. Let's continue. So this is key now. Mm-hmm. This is, I would say, for our purposes, the most crucial point that he's making here. Well, let's repeat it. Let's take it slow. So when it comes to Isurin, if you don't do the Maisa, and it's like the Maisa took place by itself, Ein Bezek could pay the Klal. There's no concern. Ubezek Dover She'ein Miskavein Mutter. So if I don't have Kavana, for that reason, when I don't have Kavana for something, it's Mutter. Why? Because it's as though the maisa shenas is below kavana, because a maisa that's done without kavana, eina nechsheves al ha'adam ela ki'ilu nasis me'eleha. It's as though he says the person is not doing a maisa. It's as though he's not doing a maisa. It's as though the maisa is taking place on its own. There's no maisa here. Right?
Is it proof for why they say it's
why what's mutter? He's stating a fact.
He was kavai mutter. As if he didn't do it all, right?
If I don't have kavana, so therefore it's like the maisa took place by itself. Since kavana is necessary to make my action into a quote-unquote maisa, and a maisa that takes place without me is not my fault, not my problem. I only hire from maisa based isur when I do the maisa. So he says, when I do a maisa without kavana, it's as though I didn't do the maisa, like the maisa took place on its own. That's what
it's
he's positing.
It's the opposite of the opposite of the positive.
You still get still fulfill the mitzvah.
No, you would not fulfill the mitzvah if it's a maisa based mitzvah and you need kavana. You don't get kavana. You don't get the mitzvah unless you had kavana.
Why is he mutter then? Why is he using the lashon mutter?
It's the opposite.
Now he's talking about the isurim.
If it's forbidden,
if you exactly, you're bringing about something that's prohibited, but you did it without kavana. Madach by mitzvos, it's not called a kiyama mitzvah because you didn't have kavana. So too by isurim, it's as though you didn't do it. You don't follow that?
No, I don't see the word also anyway. That's why.
You don't see what?
It says, but was it the Russian is calling what the monster she must look one at even if she was all them, not even this is all like,
yeah, male out.
Where's anything about us or?
What do you mean? Usher, what, I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm saying it is mutter. When did they change?
That's what I'm saying. It is mutter over there in a case where you don't have kavana.
Right. I think we're all agreeing here.
When did they change?
Just what's your question?
I just want to know in the last thing we just read.
What's he talking about?
What's he saying?
He's saying in the realm of Isurim, where you perform an Isser without Kavana, it's as though you didn't perform a Maisa. Just like in Mitzvos, when you perform a Maisa Mitzvah, but you didn't have Kavana, it's like you didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah, because you need Kavana, if you hold that way. So too, by Isurim, if you did the Maisa of the Isser, but you didn't do it with Kavana, it's like you didn't do the Maisa of the Isser.
But if it's a...
One second. You got that? I'm not sure why you want to see the word usher. Why do you want to see the word usher?
Where did this case switch? He's saying where did the case switch to usher?
Right, that's what I'm asking.
He
right.
Says v'chihai gavne gam.
I'm not going back to the beginning. I'm going back to Bazet, Dabar Shein.
Mitzvot lotasa.
Because he's talking about isurin. V'chihai gavne gam be isurin. He's talking about isurin.
Right, and ever since he didn't
Since you didn't do the Maisa Isser, but Kavana, it's like it took place on its own. Totally divorced from you.
So what's Ubazeh saying?
Ubazeh, Dover Shein, and for this reason, a Dover Shein, a Miskavein, Mutter, the Maisa, Shanasis, below Kavana, in a Nechshav, Zahodam, Elkil Nasis, Me'ala, Hi Chashuva. So, Dover Shein, a Miskavein, I'm walking on the grass, and the grass gets ripped off. Did I have Kavana for it? No. There was some act of ripping out the grass, but it's like it happened by itself. It's not attributable to me.
I played baseball. I just didn't know the grass would be ripped up.
Well, that might be different. That could be psikresha. I don't know about that. I'm just about walking.
Well, like soccer. You're not high or
shrinking.
That's what they're saying, right? I guess my question is the case of like the...
Dar Shemus Kavin is mutter. I mean, you're allowed to do it l'chachila. I could walk across the grass, even though it may be that every time, every one out of 20 steps is going to yield a ripped piece of grass, because that's Darvish Shein Emes Kavin.
So
Tokei L'Shir. Guy's Tokei L'Shir. He lacks the requisite kavana, therefore it's not a kima mitzvah.
Pruvu,
you don't need kavana because it's not a maisa based mitzvah. It's a state. Okay. No, even if it may happen from time to time, that's still going to be Dar Shemus Kavim.
That's not your intent.
No,
as long as it's not a psik ratio.
Okay, yeah. So, which means that, like, what does that mean? A 90% probability if I step on brittle grass that it will break, but there's a 10% chance it won't.
Now you're asking the question, what percentage of times does this thing have to take place before you call it a psik ratio? All right, we're not dealing with that right now. Psik ratio, basically, it's inevitable. We'll call it inevitable. But let's leave alone the exact criteria, okay?
If you're moving a bench.
That's more of a Shabbos question. Okay? Let's skip again a little bit just because I see we're running short on time here. V'hachanami v'isurin.
That's the third line.
Third line on the second column. Hachanami b'isurin. Heichad ha'maisa nasis me'leha. Ein b'zeh yisaklal. When it comes to isurin, if the maisa is done in a way that would be considered in a way that is considered me'eleha, then what? You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, good. Umishim hachi. Shari Reb Shimon b'davar sheinu miskaven. In the world of Shabbos. V'chein yishlom en linyi misasik. Now, this is our issue. Regarding misasik. Dr. J, take it away.
Yeah. Right.
The Dalek Ra, the Gam Bazeh, Nechshav Ke'ilu Na'aseis HaMaisem Eleha.
So misasik, as far as the Kovitz Shirim is concerned, as far as the Lachanan is concerned, misasik is predicated on what notion? On this idea that it's nechshav ki will naseis ha-maisa me'eleha v'lo aydei ha-adam. It's as though the man in question did not do the maisa. That's why misasik works as a patur. Misasik works as a patur because it's as though you didn't do the maisa. U'memela ein kan iser klal. Okay, and therefore there's no iser that's resulting, that's attributable to you. All right? Now, remember our question. What about chalavim v'arayos? What about chalavim v'arayos? You told me that really I need kavana, and without kavana I can't be held accountable, and it's misasik. But chalavim v'arayos, says Rashi, it's like kavana because you had hana.
I have a question. I think I have the answer based on what my question was until you asked.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, I don't really follow that, but if you have something you want to say, I'm willing to listen.
Okay, so for the mitzvot aseh, we were saying there's the mitzvah that you have to do something, and then there's the act that's taking place. And I was about to ask, for lota says, are there
same
examples
thing
where there's, but are there examples of the, it just has to happen?
Ah, yeah, that, right
place?
Now, right now.
And then I was thinking,
right now he's about to say that.
Right here, right
that
now.
I was about to ask a question, but now I think I have the answer to yours, which is the hana makes it as if it's like an act instead of I have to perform something with my body versus the whole change of what was your phrasing for the change
state?
Yeah, like there's a
well,
change of state.
I'm not sure if you're saying the same thing or the opposite. But let's read what he says and then we'll see. Aval bechalovim va'arayos. Remember, what did he say happens when an iser is done without kavana? It's as though the maaser wasn't done by you, and therefore you can't be patched for that. But now you'll tell me chalovim va'arayos. You had hana'a. He's saying when it comes to chalam v'arayos, nihi, that the maisa is one that's done without what? Without kavana. And therefore, it's as though the maisa took place without you. What's the consequence of that? So what? So what? If I pay back my loan without a maisa, did I pay back my loan? If I had children without having kavana for the maisa, did I have children? Did I perform the mitzvah peruvu? Yeah. If I had no kavana for the maisa, or I brought it about through a shaliach, or I did it in some way through Gentiles, I broke people out of prison that deserve to be out of prison, right? Did I perform the mitzvah? Yeah, because those mitzvahs are not maisa based. So now take the flip side. I did an iser in such a way that it was misasik. Okay, so when is that going to be a patur? When the iser is maisa based. When the iser is maisa based. Well, let's say it doesn't matter if I didn't do the maisa or not, because it's not a function of the maisa, but rather what? The state, the condition.
What's the Hebrew word for
that? What's his terminology? He says that it's a totsa'a of the maisa. Right? That's category B. Aval b'chalovim v'arayos t'ha maisa mitzad atzma gam b'loha adam. What's the Isser? The Isser is the experience of Chalom Varayos. That's what's Asser. It's not the Maisa Achilo, which is the Maisa Isser. And therefore, if you did the Maisa Isser without Kavona, you didn't do the Maisa Isser, and therefore you're not culpable. No.
So he would say, even if you, in the case, in Rashi's first case, where you have the Chalavim and the...
What do you mean? Rashi has to agree with that. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that Chalom V'arayos, Misasik V'Chalom V'arayos is Chayev. Rashi's just right, doing, okay, all Rashi's doing is telling you what's the case of Misasik over there.
Yeah.
Even though those are Misasik, you're still held accountable. He's just trying to explain why that is.
I just got confused with Mitasek, Chayiv, Pater.
Right, it is a little confusing. V'gamim lo nechshevena al ha'odam el ki'ilu nasis me'aleha, even if we don't attribute this Misa to the person, doesn't matter. Mikol mokom gam alzek, pida ha'Torah. The Torah still disallowed this. Why? Because what was the Torah makbid on? Shlo tagiyah ha'nos meichel asa el ha'odam. V'al kein lo mahani v'zeh ha'odam esasek ein ha'maisa nechshevas al ha'odam. It doesn't matter. See, what he's saying is like this. The normal case of Misasek is based on the fact that the Maisa is not attributable to you. And that's why I could say that you're putter when you did something with Torah's Misasek. Comes along the Gemara and says, you know what? By Chalavim V'arayos, it's not true. You're still Chayiv. Shechei Nene. So what? So he's saying, oh, I'll tell you what Shechei Nene means. Shechei Nene means that's what's usher.
Yeah, but isn't that what we knew that already?
We knew that?
I mean, I was assuming why it was usher, because of the hana.
Yeah, but he's explaining what is about the hana that's making it usher. Because he's telling you the reason why misasik works normally is because it separates you from your maisa.
Right.
And therefore, you have a patur. But he's saying in the case where the hana is the linchpin, I don't care that you're divorced from your maisa. Because your maisa is not what counts.
It
is the hana that counts.
I thought that was obvious.
You thought this was
Dabar
Pashan? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, shkoyach.
Nah, I mean, maybe I didn't think it was so obvious, but when I read through it, that's what I assumed.
That it's, since the Isser is hana based,
it's hana was the Isser, that's why it's not.
Okay. But let me ask you one question. Does this fit in with Rashi? It does? What is Rav Elchanan saying happens when you do something with Misasek?
He's not saying Hana is Niskave, though.
Exactly.
Wait.
In other words, Rav Elchanan is saying Misasek works because it's as though you didn't do a Maisa.
Right.
That's the hallmark of Misasek. But by Hana, it doesn't matter because it doesn't matter if you did the Maisa or not. What did Rashi say clearly in Sanhedrin? What's the hallmark of Misasek? No, lacking kavana. Lacking kavana. It's a chisaron in kavana which makes me removed from the act. But it doesn't mean that I didn't do the act. It means I didn't act without kavana.
That does work with Rashi, though.
No, because Rav Elchanan is not saying it's about kavana. He's saying it's as though you didn't do a maisa at all. Rashi's saying you
because
did a maisa.
No.
He's saying because you did it without kavana, you didn't do it without. You did no maisa.
Right.
You didn't do a maisa.
Rashi's
not saying you didn't do a
Maisa.
Rashi, you did do a Maisa, but it's lacking Kavana.
So they have different definitions of Mitasek.
It would appear that way. It would appear that this approach doesn't fit with Rashi. So now you're still left with the question. According to Rashi, who is all about Kavana, what would he say about Chalav and Varayos? So he says, oh, Chalav and Varayos, since you had Hana, it's like you had Kavana. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, Rashi says it's Kagon.
It's Choshev Kiana. What is it? Choshev Kikavana. Choshev.
I have it written down in my notepad.
Choshev Bikavana.
Nechshav.
Choshev Bikavana. Rashi.
Yeah, I wrote it
down.
What
are
you saying? You want to answer why he's saying?
I want to just answer this. What does Rashi mean? Now that we understand Rashi's whole Mahalach is all Kavana based. When is it that I'm Misasek? When I'm out. When I have no Kavana whatsoever. Now I come to a case where I accidentally ate the piece of chaylev, thinking it was shuman. I wanted to do heter, and there were two pieces. That's misasik, but you know what? Because there's hana, you're back in.
That's according to
Rakhonon. No.
That's according to Rashi.
It's a given that when you eat chaylev by accident, you're chayev. Everyone, the Gemara says that. But the reason why Rav Elchanan says you're chayev for that is because the Isser is vested in the experience, not in the Maisa. So normally what Misasek does is it separates you from your Maisa. That's why it works everywhere else. But where the Isser is in the experience and not in the Maisa, there's no room for Misasek. So I'm asking now is according to Rashi, which we say doesn't really fit so neatly with Rav Elchanan's approach to Misasek, because Rashi seems to be more interested in the Kavana than he is in the fact that there's no Maisa, because Rashi doesn't say there's no Maisa. Rashi says that the reason why Misasek is a Patur is because there's no Kavana. So you did a Maisa without Kavana, you're not Chayav for a Maisa without Kavana. So what are you going to say for arayos and chalavim? Oh, you had hana, therefore it's like kavana.
Can Rashi still say that there's two groupings of mitzvot, that there's still this totzot?
It doesn't seem like he's saying that. It seems like he's saying that you need kavana to be chayav.
He's saying it's like kavana.
It's like kavana. What does that mean, it's like kavana? So let me phrase the question a little bit differently. What does kavana do for Rashi? See, for Rav Elchanan, misasik means you didn't do a maisa. Or there is no maisa. Let's put it that way. It's like it happened by itself. There is no maisa.
According to Rashi, kavana is just the second aspect of what makes it mitasik.
What do you mean?
For Rashi, you need the two tzvaidinim. You need the two things, and then you need the kavana as well in order to be mitasik.
But what does kavana? You need lacking kavana. You mean?
Yeah.
But what I'm asking like this: according to Rashi, what does kavana do?
Makes your maisa count. It doesn't.
It does what?
It makes the maisa count.
How does it count?
I guess the alternate would be if you don't have kavana. He's not saying you didn't do a maisa.
Yes.
It frees you.
But why? Why? What's missing? There's no nexus. There's no connection. The Maisa is not connected to you. You're not connected to the Maisa. He's not saying there is no Maisa. He's saying you're not connected to the Maisa. You need a bridge to the Maisa.
Rashi,
that's what he's saying. It's all about Kavana.
And the Kavana for that specific item is the bridge to the...
The Kavana now
and
brings you closer to the Maisa.
Like the Kavana, so the Maisa is still connected to
good.
You.
Good. Okay. So what Daniel is saying... is that just like Kavana links you to your Maisa to make you Chayav normally, in a case where you're talking about Arayus and Chalavim, you're right, you didn't have Kavana, but you know what else you had? You had something else which serves to connect you to that Maisa. In the unique realm of Arayus and Chalavim, you have this concept of Hana. Hana is enough to bring you into that Maisa, to bring you into that Isser. You don't have the bridge of Kavana, it's true. But you have something else to attach you to the Isser. What is it? The Hana. A different bridge. And that's why he says, Rashi in Sanhedrin, that what is the problem? Oh, you need Kavana. What happens when you ate Chalavim or you were involved in Arayos? Hilcha Chashiv B'Kavana. Chashiv B'Kavana. It's like you did it B'Kavana. What do you mean it's like you did it B'Kavana? I mean, in the same way that Kavana functions to link you in, so too Hana functions to link you in. All right? Shkoyach. We'll stop here and Blineta tomorrow. What I think we'll do is we'll try to get an approach to Tosos, which is different than Rashi, and maybe we'll introduce Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Is this going up today by any chance?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of when it goes
up.
You too, Zach. Good to see you.
Sammy
Ball. I'm Sammy Avitan. It's usually up within a day or so, right?
Okay.
I mean, did you check his yesterday's year online? It's not on?
I haven't checked it.
Oh, I don't really know. I assume he's pretty good about it.